episode 604, When Self-Doubt Creeps In.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. It is a beautiful day. Today, I saw a double rainbow. That's got to be that, you know, blessings are ahead. So I'm sending you double rainbows today. I hope it puts an extra smile on your face. Today, here in the United States, we are celebrating Labor Day. That means we get an extra day off. We only have a four-day work week. Maybe, though, you're always at home and you wish you didn't have a day off. You wish you could get away. Wherever you are today, I just want you to put a big smile on your face. That brings extra joy into your heart, even when you don't feel it. Even when you're running and life has got you going in all different directions, just take a moment to breathe. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted to have you here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can find out more information. You can also sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to make your life, yes, simpler, in order for you to pursue your passion, purpose, and your presence in your life's journey. With that, we have got to talk about real life stuff. We've got to get into our mindset. It's Mindful Monday. Here we're creating a mastery. Your mind is an incredible resource. We have stuff that's floating up there that we can't even really fathom. We can't put it all together sometimes. The knowledge is just indescribable. But you know what happens when we think we've got it all together and we're out there to conquer the world? Self-doubt creeps in. And what happens when self-doubt creeps in? Nothing is more frustrating than thinking you've discovered gold only to find it was a pebble. When that self-doubt creeps in, what are you to do? You're at the point of striking gold. You can taste it, you can feel it, you can see it, you can hear it. But then the pebble appears and all is destroyed. Your thoughts of what you were going to create are gone in a blink of an eye, in a millisecond. Your dreams are crushed. When self-doubt creeps in, self-destruction is inevitable. It's mind-blowing. And when the mind is blown, you're thrown way off track. All hope is lost. You're in sinking sand, yet you can see what you could have accomplished. It's like right there. And that makes it worse. The could have, should have, and would haves. What is it when you wish you could accomplish something and you're so close and you have a setback? And you begin to question, oh, what am I doing? What was I thinking? For me, when I started this podcast, now 604 episodes ago, I never thought I would be here with you right now. I can remember sitting on a hard wooden stool, talking with my coach, having a conversation that, you know what? I know here that if I don't get this worked out, Phil, what's going to happen? Oh, I'm just going to put it off more. And I'm just going to sit here and it's just going to kind of eat at me. And I'm going to just keep pushing it back. Oh, no, I'll get to it eventually. Because you see, I wanted everything lined up. I wanted to make sure I had the perfect artwork. I wanted to make sure I had the perfect opening, the perfect song. I wanted to make sure it was licensed appropriately. I wanted to make sure I had exactly the right words to say. And I know, even to this day, I don't always say the right words. I stumble and fumble over them. But after 604 episodes, if I would have allowed self-doubt to eat at me, you and I wouldn't be here right now. We couldn't be sharing this moment together in your journey. When self-doubt creeps in, how do you hold it back? You see, there's a process in accomplishing and achieving your goals, your dreams, and living out your passion. Sometimes we try to fast forward, skip a few steps. You know, all those hacks we're looking for. the shortcuts in life. Oh yeah, I wanted to take shortcuts in building the podcast. I thought I could sit here and just, you know, take a few screenshots from things and put together my artwork and, oh, I could just write out real quickly about 5 episodes and no problem, everything would come together. But there is no shortcut in your journey. And when you try to take the shorter route, recalculating, the only thing you're doing is shortchanging yourself. You're never going to see what you can accomplish when you're trying to hack your own journey. Have you tried that lately? How far has it gotten you? Maybe you had to go through 2 or 3 detours in order to get back on track. You know you want to work smarter, not harder. But the things that you really want takes old-fashioned hard work. And with hard work comes self-doubt. Can I really do this? Will I ever get this done? Is this really right for me? Maybe I'm biting off more than I can chew. I really thought I'd be much further along than what I am. What was I thinking? Self-doubt has a way of slowing down momentum. When momentum and drive begins to slow, it becomes easy to slip into complacency. Self-doubt then becomes the comfort zone. We all want to be comfortable. We all want to sit on that couch that feels good. We can just settle in with our very comfy blanket and our book and not have to worry about anything. Talk about the mindset war. Let the games begin because you're playing them. Is that really the game you want to be playing? Do you really want to hack your own journey? Is getting something done faster? Is that really going to accomplish much more than if you take it one step at a time? How can you reset your mindset when self-doubt creeps in? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Crush self-doubt with small wins. Crush your self-doubt with your small wins. So let's break this down. What does it look like? Number one, stop. Stop looking for the Super Bowl wins. How many of you want to win a gold medal? How many of you want to have that Super Bowl ring? How many want and dream of being an NBA All-Star? How many young children coming up want to win an NCAA championship? I'm sure all of us fell into one of those wins, those desires in our life. But you know what? We can't have the Super Bowl wins all the time. So stop looking for them. Because when you're always looking for the bigger dream, you're losing out on the small ones. And those small ones are your blessings. Those are your sprinkles of goodness and greatness that lead you to magnificence. So stop looking for the Super Bowl wins. Number two, focus. Focus on what you can control. How many times are we trying to control everyone else? My hands are raised high in the sky. Focus on what you can control. Our capacity to dictate what happens with others, it's not going to work. It's only going to bring failure faster. So stop and focus on what you can control. The steps, what you're working on. Maybe you're working on a project that requires somebody else to do something before you can go on to the next step. All you can do is inquire to them. Threatening them, is that really going to help? You getting mad, raising your own blood pressure? That doesn't help anybody. In fact, it's just going to make your health even worse. So breathe into it and maybe go to another step to work on while that one's being completed by someone else. Focus on what you can control. Because otherwise, we're in a downward spiral. And that blood pressure is going to skyrocket. And no one needs that. You want to crush your self-doubt with small wins. When you're trying to control everybody else, you're never going to see those small wins because you're worried about their wins and not yours. So focus on what you can control. Number three, take aim. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. My favorite. One step at a time. Take aim one step at a time. That big picture is awesome to look at. You want to win the Super Bowl. You want to have this blog and you want to be making money at it. You want to monetize it. And that looks great, but it may take you 3, 4, 5, 6 years to get there. But if you take aim one step at a time, one blog, one day, one week, one month leads to many years, which eventually brings you to maybe monetizing your blog. As much as we want things to happen overnight and we want to hack into our own life's journey, we're only messing with our own success. So take aim one step at a time. And number four, celebrate. Celebrate the small wins. And those small wins are defined as the accomplishment of the one step. So that take aim on that one step, yeah, here you now celebrate it because you accomplished it. It's finished. Check mark off the to-do list. Whoop, whoop. Toot your own horn. Do a happy dance. Celebrate the small wins. When you are focused and celebrating on the small wins, you're taking action on those steps right in front of you. You are crushing your self-doubt. You're burying it deep. And in fact, eventually it will disappear. Because as you continue to do this, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, you go through this over and over and over again in your mind. You are creating a new habit. You are transforming your mindset. And that mindset war that you were on, the self-doubt that you were kind of fizzling your way into every single time because that has become your newfound comfort zone, is no longer. That's when you've hit the Super Bowl. That's when you're like, yes, I am a star. Right now, a star is born. You, my friend, are a star. But you have to crush the self-doubt with small wins. Or that passion and the purpose that you have, that drive within you, the ambition of wanting to do more and impact the world, it's going to be stopped. Because you won't go any further. You'll always fall back into self-doubt. And if you really pause for a moment to think about it, self-doubt is really questioning what we're doing. Because we are, whatever we're doing, we're literally pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone. It's something new. And when something's new, it doesn't set right with us. We got to learn new things. We got to take more steps. What journey are you on right now? Where do you want to break through in your life? Maybe you want to get rid of the self-doubt, but you're not sure what that next step looks like. Maybe you're wanting to break through in this passion that has been burning deep within you. But you're stuck because you've got so many other things on your plate. You don't even know where to begin. I want to extend to you a breakthrough strategy session. It's free. You and I get to chat for 20 minutes on the phone. And it's awesome. All you have to do is click on the link, breakthrough, in the show notes. Click on it, enter your name and email address, and that will begin the conversation. We will set up a time that works for you and works for me. You matter so much to me. I want to give this to you. No strings attached. I've talked about this before. You probably heard it. And I know you're sitting there going, oh, Christiane, no, this can't. It's too good to be true. You know what? It's not. It's simply a gift. You see, I have been given lots of gifts in my life. They've been given to me. And so I want to be able to give back. And this is my way to give back to you. This is not going to be this, oh my gosh, you got to try this and it's going to cost you this much money. No. This is to help you where you are right now, to break through where you are right now. It's about creating your now. That self-doubt that you hear, that little whisper in your head, that mindset war, it's time to destroy it. Because you, sister, were created for greatness. So go out and make today an absolutely incredible day. Be present in all that you do because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.